challenging us here to follow on to know him. He really is. Hallelujah. Pastor Venable is God, really anointing him to bring forth the word. Yeah. Bring forth the anointed word this morning. Yeah. Let's take the word of God to heart. Yeah. Let's don't be forgetful hearers, but let us hear the word of God, obey it. Do what he says, and that'll please God. Amen. Now, last week we talked about truth. And let's go back to the Gospel of John. Thank John. The Gospel of John, chapter 8. Mm-hmm. And we looked at verses 31 and 32 last week. Now, let's look at verse 33 tonight. Gospel of John, chapter 8, verse 33.
They answered him, "We be Abraham's seed, and were not in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, we shall be made free?"
Let's bow our heads. Father, thank you for the word of God, Lord. For thy word is a lamp unto our feet, and a light unto our path. Father, stir our hearts tonight. Move by thy spirit, Lord. Have your way tonight. Speak through these lips of clay, God. You take control, Lord. Let your divine will be done. Be pleased with us tonight, God, as we worship and serve and magnify thy name. In Jesus' name, for the glory of God. Let us all say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Now, we have the written word, which is the Bible. 66 books in the Bible. That's God's word. It's all truth. Now, let's look at 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. See what it says. 2 Timothy 3, verse 16. Talking about the word of God. The truth tonight, which is God's word. Second Timothy 3:16. What does it say?
All scripture given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness.
That the man, yeah. Uh-huh. All right. Hallelujah. All scripture is given by the inspiration of God. See, men didn't just sit down and think up something to write, but God inspired them. The Spirit of God moved them along, just like the water, a sailboat. The wind moves it along, just moves it. The Spirit of God came upon those men of God and just breathe, just bless them and guided them and led them and directed them exactly what to write. All scripture is given by the inspiration of God. All of it. Not just some, but all of it. Look at 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 20 and 21. All scripture is truth. It's God's word. Second Peter 1, verses 20 and 21. Uh-huh. Yeah, verse 20 and 21. Hallelujah. What does it say? Yes.
For the prophecy came not in old times by the will of man.
Yeah, that's what I want. Yeah, that's what I want, yes. What does it say?
For the prophecy came not in old times by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm. Holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. It didn't come by man. It's not something that man made up. See, if man had made this up, it would have been a lot different, wouldn't it?
Amen.
Because we have 66 books in the Bible, and it's not one contradiction. Not one. It had to be God. It had to be a mighty God, a holy God, to move on these men to write the scripture. There's not one contradiction. Now, we have people saying that they're contradiction, but those people don't know what they're talking about. They can't prove one thing that's not right in the Bible. Now, look at Psalms 12, verse 6. We're talking about the Word of God tonight, something that's going to stand forever. The Word of God abideth forever. Psalms 12, verse 6, what does it say? Hallelujah. Psalms 12, verse 6.
The words of the Lord are pure words.
The words of the Lord are what? Pure words. Listen at this closer now. The words of the Lord are pure words. Read.
As silver tried in a furnace of earth.
As silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified what?
Seven times.
Purified seven times. So that the word of God is perfectly pure.
Amen.
Isn't that right?
Amen.
We can depend upon the word of God.
Amen.
We can stand upon it. Because the word of God is perfectly holy and pure.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank God. It's as silver tried in the furnace of earth, purified seven times. Perfectly pure. All right, Proverbs 30, verses 5 and 6. Talking about the word of God tonight. The written word of God. Hallelujah. Proverbs 30, verses 5 and 6. Psalms, Proverbs, right? Psalms and Proverbs. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Listen to that.
How many words of God is pure?
Every
word of God is pure. Every word. Not just some of them. Every word of God is pure. What else? He is a shield. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. Read. Listen to what it said. Don't add unto his words. Add thou not unto his words what? Lest he reprove you and thou be found a liar.
Amen.
And in Revelation it talks about if any man add, the plague is going to be added. Isn't that right? If any man take away, it's going to be a problem if you add or take away. Isn't that right?
Amen.
So God's word is right all by itself.
Amen.
Isn't that right?
Amen.
So it's so we can stand on the word of God.
Yeah.
We can stand on God's word because it's holy, it's pure, it's righteous, it's just. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Thank God. That's the reason why we can shout.
Yeah.
We can hallelujah. Isn't that right?
Amen.
If somebody feel like shout, shout.
Yeah.
Amen. We can shout.
Yeah.
We can holler.
Yeah.
We can sing.
Yeah.
We can jump. We can run.
Yeah.
We can praise God. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
God's faithful tonight. I'm telling you, God is faithful tonight. And I really enjoyed the word this morning. Pastor Benham, God is really using him. I'm telling you, he is. God's using our pastor. And let's really get in and follow what God is saying. See, God is speaking. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
God is speaking to us. And I want to follow on to know the Lord myself. I don't want to lag behind. How does that song say? If you're in the battle for the Lord and right, keep on the firing line.
Amen.
If you win, my brother, surely you must fight. Keep on the firing line.
Amen.
There are many dangers everyone must face. What does it say? Keep on the firing line. If you die fighting, there is no disgrace. A coward in the service can find no place. Hallelujah. God don't have no room for cowards, does he?
Amen.
He don't have no room. Now, God will bless us and help us if we want to be delivered from being a coward, doesn't he?
Amen.
God wants bold, holy, boldly soldiers, doesn't he?
Amen.
See, and when God look at us, he don't want to see us now. He see what we going to be, isn't that right? What he want to make out of us. Like when he looked at Peter. When Simon Peter came to Jesus, he said, thou art Simon, the son of Jonah. Thou shalt be called Cephas. Which means a stone. That should be called Cephas. And he was a little stone, wasn't he? He really was. And Simon Peter finally stood up and became a warrior for the Lord, didn't he?
Yeah.
He became a true warrior. He was a man that was not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. But he preached the word of God. He stood firm on the word. He loved God with all his heart, mind, soul, and strength. And that's what we got to do, saints of God. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy mind, with all thy soul, with all thy strength. That's everything, isn't it? That's our totality. And that's what God is calling for, our totality, our total being, our everything. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can't hold back not one thing and really please God. If you really want to please God, I'm not telling God, we can't serve God half-heartedly, can we? My God, it's all or nothing. Isn't that right? All or nothing. That's what God's calling for, our all. He's calling for all tonight. And we can give God our all tonight. Hallelujah. We can give him our all. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. So we have the written words, which is the Bible. We have the living word.
Amen.
Look at John. Gospel of John chapter 1. Read verses 1 and 2, then read verse 14. Hallelujah. John 1, Gospel of John. St. John, yeah. Read verses 1 and 2.
In the beginning was the Word.
Mm-hmm.
With God.
Yes.
And the Word was God.
Yes.
The same was in the beginning with God.
Mm-hmm. Now read verse 14.
And the Word was made flesh.
And the Word was made flesh.
And dwelt among us.
Who is that talking about?
Jesus,
isn't that right?
Amen.
He's the living Word. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. He tabernacled among us. He came down from heaven. Jesus came down from heaven, didn't he? He was in heaven, but he came down to earth to manifest God, to reveal God, to display God. He came to redeem us back to God. Isn't that right? See, hallelujah. To redeem us back to God. When Adam sinned, man was separated from God. Isn't that right? But Jesus came down and mediated between God and man. Job talked about that in between man. Hallelujah. That man was able to come down and take a hold to God's hand and then take a hold to our hand and bring us back to God. That's what Jesus came for. And if we'll accept him and obey him, we can be true sons and daughters of God tonight.
Amen.
That's what it said. True sons and daughters, not wavering. Not wavering. Hallelujah. Not unconcerned, but loving and kind. Just. Hallelujah. He have showed thee, O man. I use this scripture a lot. He have showed thee, O man, what is good. Micah 6 and 8, right? He have showed thee, O man, what is good. And what does the Lord require? The Lord requires some of you and me, doesn't he?
Amen.
Does he require some of you and me?
Yes.
Amen. See, some people feel like you can live ungodly life all week. And on Sunday come and come to church and sing a few songs. It don't work. Hallelujah. It's hallelujah. What does the word of God say? What does it say?
And we beheld his glory.
Mm-hmm.
The glory of the only begotten of the Father.
Uh-huh. Full of grace and truth. Amen. So, we beheld his glory. Jesus Christ came down from heaven and lived a holy life. He is the living word. That living word. Thank God. And we have the spoken word. Isn't that right? Jesus Christ spoke the word, didn't he? Many times Jesus spoke the word. Remember when he got ready to heal different people. Blind Bartimaeus was sitting by the side of the road. And Jesus, he heard Jesus was coming by. And he said, what's happening? But Jesus is on his way down. He jumped up there and began to holler. Isn't that right? Thou son of David, have mercy on me. Thou son of David, have mercy on me. I said, be quiet, man. He cried that much more louder.
Amen.
See, when you want something from God, sometimes you might have to holler. Right? You might have to holler sometime. You might have to scream sometime. And then sometimes you can just whisper. Isn't that right? But it's the heart that's got to be in tune. Isn't that right? Our heart's got to be in tune with God. If our heart's in tune, it can be a loud holler or it can be a whisper to God in prayer. Like Hannah. Remember Hannah? She wanted a son. And she went up. She was in the temple praying. And her lips were moving. Her lips were moving. But didn't nobody hear nothing but God. God heard it, didn't he? Her lips were moving. She wanted a son. And Eli saw her. Eli thought she was drunk. She said, I'm not drunk, but she knew she wanted something from God. And Eli said, well, in other words, what you've asked for, it'll happen. He was a high priest then. Said, what you asking for, it's going to take place. And it did take place. She had a son, named him Samuel, didn't she? And Samuel, she told God, if you give me a son, I'll give him back to you. Loan him to him. She let God have him anyway, didn't she? And she took him up. And gave him to God. Let God have him. He's in the temple with Eli. Hallelujah. Thank God. And Samuel was a prophet indeed. Isn't that right? Didn't one of his words fall to the ground. Hallelujah. That means that he walked with God. He talked with God. And God answered his prayers. Hallelujah. We have the spoken word. And God had blessed us to speak the word. The Bible says he maketh his angels spirits. And his ministers a flame of fire. Isn't that right? He maketh his angels spirits and his ministers a flame of fire. God's ministers are to be a flame of fire. Through the Holy Ghost, the power of God, the anointing of God. Hallelujah. We can speak the truth, speak the word of God. Hallelujah. And see things happen. Isn't that right? Because we believe God, we love God, and we're his children. We obey his voice. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And that's not only to the minister, because the word of God said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. But and these signs shall follow all the believers. In my name they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. They drink in the deadly thing and shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. That's all God's believers, isn't that right? That's living right and really believing. Amen. Now, when it says take up serpents, it's not talking about handling snakes now. It's not talking about going out and grabbing something. No, it's not talking about that. Yeah, Kentucky, and that's my home. But they do a lot of that up in the hills of Kentucky. Hallelujah. We got a friend. And her dad's dead now, but I knew him. And he was a real good minister. And he used to take his family to different churches to minister. And he went to a church one time there. And he went up on the platform. And he saw a basket full of snakes. And he told his group, let's go. Amen. 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 Now, he wasn't going to be like that. They said, right now, this is what they said now. They said it was, one man got in, he went to a church and they were handling snakes. He didn't know it. And so they had the people to line up. And they lined up there. And he lined up too. And they were just passing the snake on down. So they was passing the snake on down the line. And just got back close to him, he sort of backed up and said, Sycamore side, just pass him on by. Hallelujah. Thank God. Do what you got to do. Hallelujah. No, so when it said take up service, he wasn't talking about that at all, was it? Because the Apostle Paul said, if after the manner of men, I have fought with beasts at Ephesus. What was he talking about? I fought with men with beastly-like spirits in them. Hallelujah. But God delivered him. Thank God. He stood firm on the word of God. He didn't doubt God. He believed God. And hallelujah. When he got in trials and tests, trials and tests came to the Apostle Paul. They put him in jail, didn't they? Locked him up. But thank God he wrote those letters, didn't he? He wrote the letters to the churches. Hallelujah. Because he was a man that was sold out to serve God. Amen. Hallelujah. Sold out. He wouldn't take, he wouldn't deny God. Regardless of what came or what come ago, he stayed on the battlefield for the Lord. And so I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. Amen. I'm on the battlefield. Thank God. And get out there and fight with all that's in you for God, for the faith of God. Amen. Earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. The faith of Jesus Christ was delivered unto us. And we are to fight with everything that enters for the faith. To hold the standard. To lift the truth. To be truthful. To be holy. Hallelujah. Thank God. Isn't God good?
Amen.
God is so good. Glory be to God. Verse 33. Read verse 33 of John chapter 8. Truth of God. How could they forget? They said we'd be Abraham's seed. We never was in bondage to any man. Had they forgotten about Egyptian? They were in bondage to Egypt, weren't they? They were in bondage to the Babylonians, the Assyrians, Assyria. And at that particular time when Jesus spoke to them, they were in bondage to Rome. Isn't that right? So how could they say, see, that was pride that caused them to say that. This is the Jews that believed on Jesus, and Jesus was trying to get them to really come to him and serve him and be true men and women of God. That's what he was trying to do. Isn't that right? See, the Pharisees and Sadducees, the Sadducees don't believe in no resurrection, don't believe in angels. Pharisees believe in both. But a lot of them, they had so many rules and rules that they, hallelujah, they were out of God's will. It's true that they were Abraham's seed. The blood of Abraham was coursing through their veins, but their heart wasn't, they didn't have the heart of Abraham. Did they? They did not have the heart of Abraham. Hallelujah. They said, even never was in bondage to any man. Hallelujah. But they were. In bondage. They were in bondage right then. But what Jesus was trying to get them to see, he wasn't talking about physical bondage or natural bondage. That was why they were looking. Listen to this now. The Jews, see, a lot of the Jews don't believe that Jesus had come. So they're still looking for the Messiah. Isn't that right? They're still looking for him. But we know he had come. But the ones that believed him, he came unto his own and his own received him not. The Jews, a lot of them didn't believe him. But a lot of them did believe him. Thank God. A lot of them believed him. Remember Peter, James, and John. They were Jewish people, weren't they? Amen. Those apostles were Jews. Thank all of them but Luke. One of them was a Gentile. But anyway, they believed God. And some of them still looking for the Messiah to come. Hallelujah. John the Baptist also talked to some of these same people. He preached to them. You know what John said to them? You generation of vipers. Called them snakes. Who have warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bring ye therefore fruit meet worthy of repentance. And say not to yourself, we have Abraham to our father. I want you to read that. Matthew chapter 3, beginning at verse 9. They were trying to. My. Glory be to God. What happened here?
And think not to say within yourself, we have Abraham to our father. For I say unto you that God is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham.
Amen. Hallelujah. See, the Jews were God's natural branch, but because of unbelief, God broke them off. And he engrafted us in. While olive branch, God grafted us in. Amen. So now we are the Gentiles, but we're saved. But it said, boast not against your natural branch, which was the Jews. We don't boast against them, but the Jews were blinded in part. The Bible says, until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in. Isn't that right? Thank God for having mercy on us. He had mercy on us. Thank God, because we didn't deserve, and we don't deserve heaven. But because of God's mercy, because of his grace, because of his love, he saved us. And saints of God, let's live holy daily. Let's live. Now, we're not perfect, like the pastor said this morning. It's not sinless perfection, no. But we are sincere. Yes. Sincere toward God and toward the things of God. Amen. We want to see people saved because we know eternity is long and hell is hot. And the devil deceived people right till the end. He does, if he can. But that's the reason why we, as children of God, have got to be a witness. Got to be witnesses. Got to be light. But we're light bearers. How many of y'all know? Jesus said, let your light so shine. Where at? Before men. That they may see your good works and do what? Glorify the Father which is in heaven. Amen. Let your light shine. Yes. Well, who is the light? What is the light? Jesus is the light in us, isn't he? Amen. Thank yes. God. Yes. Men don't light a candle and put it under a bushel or under a bed. But on a candlestick. Thank God. So when people come into the house, they can see the light. Amen. Isn't that right? Amen. So God wants us to be lights. Thank God. If we're in a dark world, we are swimming. We are, hallelujah. We are upstream Christians in a downstream world. We got to swim upstream. But this is a downstream world. Jesus said, if you love the world, he that loves the world, love of the Father is not in him. Isn't that right? We can't love the world. When it says love the world, it's talking about the world system. The world system, which the devil is in control of. Isn't that right? The world system say, dog eat dog, so to speak. The world system say, get to the top any way you can. Step on anybody you can to get to the top. So you can make a lot of money. That's the world system. But that's not God's way. Isn't that right? God's way is to love one another. Isn't that right? Amen. Love one another. Love your enemy. Amen. Hallelujah. Do good to them that despitefully use you. Amen. Do good to them. Thank God. And Jesus himself set the example, didn't he? Amen. Judas. Judas was right there with Jesus. And Jesus loved him, didn't he? Jesus loved Judas. He loved him. Thank God. Although he knew Judas was going to do what? He was going to betray him, but he loved him. And even when they sat at the table at the Last Supper, Judas, Jesus said to Judas, whatsoever you do, do quickly. Do it quickly. And even when they came to take Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane, Judas led him to, he sold him out for what? 30 pieces of silver. Sold him out for 30 pieces of silver. And when they came in the garden to take Jesus, Judas led him there. And you know what Jesus said? Friend, where art thou come? What you come? Jesus called him friend. He wasn't Jesus' friend, but Jesus was his friend. Isn't that right? Judas was deceived. And the Bible says, better that he never was born. My. Isn't that sad? Sad situation. My God. Hallelujah. God, you know, people can be right with the Lord, be right with the truth, and reject it. Isn't that right? We can't make people receive truth, but we can live right before them and tell them what's right. In love. Do it in love. And like Pastor Benham said to them, God have to draw them in. God have to bring them in. See, the Bible said one planteth, right? Another water, but God giveth the increase. It's got to be God. It's only God can save a soul. We can't save a soul, but we can live holy before. And we wish we could sometimes. A lot of times we wish we could, don't we? My God, if we could save souls, if we could, people we really love, I tell you, we would get them in there. Wouldn't we? We'd get them in. They'd be in there, but we can't do it. But by living right and letting God do his part. We do our part and let God do his part. And see, God know his part, and God know how to do his part. Isn't that right?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Somebody said praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Say praise the Lord again.
Praise the Lord.
Isn't God faithful tonight?
Amen.
He's so true. He's true. He's faithful. He's holy. He's
Amen.
Just. He's righteous. Thank God. And he's calling us to higher heights and deeper depths than him. All right, I want you to read just a few more scriptures. Read Galatians 3:9. Well, read Galatians 3, read verse 7 and verse 9.
Galatians.
Yeah. 3:7, then 9. What does it say?
Know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham.
Amen. Talking about Abraham. The Jews were talking about Abraham, but they didn't have the heart of Abraham. They didn't have the faith of Abraham. Read verse 9.
So then they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham.
Amen. Read verse 14.
That the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentile through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith.
Amen. Read verse 29.
And if ye be Christ's, then are ye Abraham's seed and the heir according to the promise.
Amen. Hallelujah. See, Abraham was called what? The friend of God.
Amen.
You know, it's really, really something to be a friend of God. Y'all know that? Jesus said, ye are my friend if what? If you do whatsoever I command you. You are my friend if you do whatsoever I command you. Amen. He said the world of its own. Amen. But you are my friend if you obey me, if you keep my commandments. How can you know if you're really a child of God? By keeping his commandments. Isn't that right? Isn't that right? If you keep his commandments, you know you're a child of God. Living holy, living pure, keeping his commandments. Yeah, my friend, if you do whatsoever I command you. Hallelujah. We need to keep God's commandments tonight, saints. We need to be stirred up and fired up and hallelujah. Holy Ghost feel. Hallelujah. And let's pray for our loved ones. We've been praying for people. We've been praying for the salvation of souls. We really have been. And I've really been praying that God really save souls in the church here, the morning service and the night service, that he saved souls. He'll draw them in. And Pastor Ben has been praying, you know, God said, hallelujah, glory be to God. God is so faithful tonight.
Amen.
He's so true. If anybody got a good song they want to sing tonight as we get ready to close, anybody got a good song that they want to sing? Nobody? All right. Amazing Grace. That's a good one, isn't it? That's a good one. Because it is amazing grace. It is amazing grace, isn't it? His grace is so amazing. My. His grace is so amazing. Something that we did not deserve. We didn't deserve it. Thank God. But the Lord reached way down. Anybody know that song when he reached down his hand for me? He had to reach way down for me. I was lost and undone without God and his son. And he reached down his hand for me. Way down. There you go, brother. Thank you. Amen. Did we ever get that song? What I've been asking about? What is it now? Family of God. Did we ever get that song yet? I'm so glad I'm a child. I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. Anybody know that song? I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. Anybody know it tonight? All right, we're going to get that song, aren't we? Oh, boy. Uh-oh. Oh, boy. Hey, brother Doug, come on. You look too. Yeah, I mean, you be looking too. See what you can do. Amen. Because, see, God is good. And we are a family. We're the family of God. We are, aren't we? We are. We're God's family. And God want us to really, he want us to really. You know, they say how that the saints of God, and this one writer that wrote about the saints, I can't think of his name right now. Anybody remember this writer that wrote about the saints and said, he was writing about them and say, when they meet each other, it's like they've been knowing each other all their life. The love that was flowing. Isn't that right? The love that was flowing. Yeah. Hallelujah. I can't think of his name. It was a writer that wrote, you know, back there in, like, you know, Josephus. Yes. Amen. Thank God. Glory be to God. All right. We're going to get that song. Might not get it tonight, but... But maybe next Sunday, if we minister here next Sunday, maybe we'll have it. But let me say this now. Now, every time I preach, I don't expect you to receive an offering from me, all right? You did last week? Good. Thank you. But I don't expect an offering every week. Hallelujah. Thank God. Because we're doing this because we love God. We want to please God. Isn't that right? Let's help the pastor and his wife. Let's do what we can to really help them, you know. Because they, you know, they faithful, they're true. And they have needs. And, you know, and to be a blessing to them, it encouraged them. Isn't that right? It encouraged them. So let's keep do everything we can to encourage our pastors here. Amen. May God bless you tonight. Have you got a song, though? You don't have a song. All right, Amazing Grace. Who want to lead that? Who want to lead it?